Yo, here's another exclusive from the Tony Scott Morning Riot Show. 107.5 WGCI on the line, none other than me. I'm so glad to have this brother here. My man T.I. Temp is on the line. What up, fam?
Yo.
What you know, what you know?
We talking to T.I. or T.I.P.?
We talking to Tip. I like T.I., but I really love T.I.P. I like T.I.P. because that's the real.
I just love T.I. anyway. Hello, darling.
Hey, what's happening, Bo?
You were looking quite suave on the view yesterday with the ladies.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Hey, Tip, we want to be the first to welcome you home from Chicago,
yes,
man. Welcome back, brother. We are glad to have you back in the mix. How does it feel to be home, back doing what you do best, my man?
Man, outstanding. Outstanding. It's an incredible feeling, and I'm ecstatic to be back, and I'm ready to get to it.
And not only that, man, I mean, the brother went in as just a, he went in as a rapper, performer, entertainer, came out as a author, Power and
That's
Beauty.
Crazy.
Out yeah. now, man. What's up with the book? Now, a lot of people thought that you would go like the nonfiction route and talk about your life and things of that nature, but you decided to go another route. Tell us about the book, Power and Beauty.
Power and Beauty is a story that I collaborated alongside David Ritz on, and it's basically a tale of two teenagers, man, and how they were placed into the positions of adults due to circumstances beyond their control.
It happens every day.
Absolutely, and how that changed their lives and the directions their lives took, you know. And just how they handled it.
Now, T.I., was that kind of based off of how you were talking about on The View as well, about how people always look at you and they're critical of you and that you've accepted it, nobody's tougher on you than yourself. Is that what you were just giving us, the storyline of the characters in your debut novel, Power and Beauty, is that you started this lifestyle when you were 14, it's a hard habit to break, and you're 31 now, and that's why you've changed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that it's, you know, just like I was saying, man, you know, if you start a habit, man, let's say if you start a bad habit, you start doing something when you 15 and now you're 30 and you decide to stop. You've been doing this for 15 years.
Right.
You know
habit.
What I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So to assume or to believe that all of a sudden you're just going to stop in 6 months,
mm-hmm.
that's just not realistic.
Is it honestly tempting every day for you not to, you know, do
partake.
Some of those things?
Nah, I mean, it ain't really necessarily tempting. It's a thing that you do incoherently. The things that you do just out of habit without thinking, without thought, you know what I'm saying? Not that, oh, I got to do. It's just the things that happen without, you know. But, I mean, luckily for me, I've gone through enough, you know, that it allows me to process my actions differently.
Wow. And the thing that I love about you is, like, you do stand up for the things that you've done, and you always take, you know, accountability for them, and you never, you know, shy away from it and try to put it on somebody else. Now, coming back from this second stint in jail in, like, less than 2 years, I mean, how did you feel about, like, really, really coming back out and saying, I know that you don't have anything to prove anybody, but I know your fans were out there kind of questioning you. How did you feel about that and getting back out here and let them know, like, yo, Tip's still out here doing his thing, man, now. I made some mistakes, but I'm still the man.
I mean, man, I felt confident. I felt confident and capable of doing and saying and showing just that. So,
because you had to know there were some people out there like, dude, this dude has just lost his mind. It's not a good look. It's not a smart look.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm worried more so about the people who support me than I am about the people who don't. If you're critical for me, at the end of the day, I got to get back to the foundation of what brought you, what put me on your radar in the first place.
Wow.
Which is music. Because if I stayed out of trouble, if I never been to prison, if I never possessed guns or whatever, and I never made hot music, you'd never care about me in the first place. So I'm getting back to what matters.
T.I., that is very true. We know you because of your music, but we've also had a chance here on The Morning Riot to meet you and see you face to face and talk to you behind the scenes. So you are a good person. So I'm going to let you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I was very almost hurt that you made that mistake again. But what I was really hurt about was that people started coming out of the woodworks on blogs and whatnot talking about how could you and your wife, Tiny, be in one vehicle with that mistake made and not think about the kids if something wrong. So I just wanted you to make it clear to others.
I'm going to give people my advice. And when I say my advice, I'm going to say the things that how I conduct myself.
Come
I'm going to advise. mind your business, okay? You know what I'm saying? Worry about you and yours and perfect your life situation, and let others do the same, man. And, you know, I don't come and comment on your life and your circumstances, mm-hmm. whomever you may be.
Tip, you got to understand it's your fans.
That's just where I am. I mean, but as my fans, my obligation to you is to provide you with hot jamming music.
Mm-hmm.
That's my obligation, and I fulfill my obligation time after time.
Yes, sir.
So you basically said everything else not necessarily should be irrelevant, but that should not be the focal point of why you view me.
Absolutely.
You view me for the music.
It's like, you know, people place me in the position of a politician, you know what I'm saying? Like
they want you to raise their kids and all that.
Like, that's the first, like, that's first and foremost what I'm here for, which is, you know what I'm saying, which is not. I understand the position, and mm-hmm. I understand what people saying, what their sentiment is. But, like, I mean, come on, man, let's keep it 100, man. Like, I'm here to make music, and in my music, the music you dance to, the music you love, the music you sing in the shower, I'm telling you that I'm doing all the things that you've seen me do, and you have no problem with that.
Right, so, when we hear it in the music, so why would it happen?
Yeah, you love it when you hear it in the music, but now when you see that, he really mean what he's saying, so now you got a problem with that.
Right. Just to get off that for a minute, man, I got to ask you, bro. Now, it just seemed to me like it was two players having a conversation. You came at my man P. Diddy like a true player.
Man,
was like,
that was
partner,
real, dog.
You make too much money to be out here screaming on Ciroc, and these people ain't getting paid.
We're
to
talking
drink
about
this.
The incident
the
in the club.
The whole incident in the club, you know, at BET. What was going through your mind then when you saw, like, Puff even japping out like that?
Tip said, y'all can have this, bro.
Right,
say,
I'll go home.
And good for you for
saying
something.
What was going through your mind, bro, like, when you saw, like, this is Puff Daddy, this is a mogul, this is a pop icon, for all intents and purposes, and you're talking about somebody's drink?
Man, I really was just trying to manage the situation before it became unmanageable, you know, and I was really just trying to take attention away from the possibility of a negative outcome. And, you know, resolve it peacefully. That's
right
it.
For you.
Because at the end of the day, if anything had happened, T.I. would have been the first one they looked
get
at.
Blamed,
just
right.
got out of jail, and you right. back in the club where some trouble happened. You would have been the one in the spotlight on that situation.
This is true.
Yeah.
And speaking about, you know, you did a little time, man, and a whole little fiasco with the tour bus and all that. Now, it was rumored that you had a little scrap. Inside the house, man.
Well, in the bathroom.
What's
go
going
to the
on
bathroom.
With that, man?
Hey, listen, man. Ain't nothing to it, man. That was the first time I was in. It was nothing to it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but Tim,
nothing
did you get the
it.
Best of him at least, bro? Who came out on top, dog?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, of course I did. But that's not the point. You know? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? That was... You know, you're in a position, man, where you defending yourself, your honor, and what you stand for.
T.I., listen, I love you, and your wife Tiny loves you. And if you guys are going to really write this book, the self-help book, your relationship book, what would you say when people question your relationship? What are the top three things that they don't know about your relationship?
Well, whatever those top three things are, let's just keep it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Until the book comes out, I wouldn't tell them.
He go to Gordon Gekko right now. I got three
right,
words for you. Buy
my
book.
Right.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
Hey, Tim, I want to ask you. I'm a big fan, man. I've been a fan since I'm serious, man. So
thank you.
My thing is this, man. Musically now, what can we expect from T.I.P.? Because I don't want you to be the guy that I've been to jail twice, so now I gotta feel like I gotta put this in my music. I want Tip to be Tip. You know, a lot of artists have something major, drastic happen in their life, and they let that change the way they write their music. What Tip are we gonna see now, man? On
well, I suppose that's what you just answered the question for me. You know, I guess you can expect for Tip to be Tip.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the best answer I could have gave, you know.
Yep. Hey, you recently switched up management, and you're now being managed by my man Kanye West Group, Hip Hop, since 1978. What's up with that?
I didn't necessarily switch up management. Uh-huh. I just, you know, there were additions made to the management team.
Okay. And what do you think the
For
new group, Hip Hop,
yeah.
since 1978, what do you think they can add to the TIP legacy that's already out there right now?
Well, I will say this, man. You know, me being the artist that I am and having all of the things going on that I have going on, it's just, it's almost unfair to place all that responsibility and delegate all of that, just that work to one person, you know. So
you too big an artist to just have one little group of people messing with you right now.
Nah, I don't mean one little group of people. I'm saying like one person, right. Like one person taking all the calls for for the book stuff. One person taking all the calls for the touring. One person taking all the calls for the record label stuff. For the clothing line. For one person to have all that going on, it's just not fair to, you know, expect him to be able to perform at his highest level of performance.
With
so,
all of that to do, yep.
Exactly. So I think, you know what I'm saying, just to make sure that everybody's performing at their best, you know, people get the chance to say, okay, look, man, I'm dealing with this right now. You deal with that, and so on and so forth.
Right. Hey, of course, we know about the situation that occurred with my man Rick Ross over the weekend, suffered two seizures on his way to Memphis. What are your thoughts on Rick Ross, and have you spoken to the homie, and what would you say to him?
I called him, and they said he was resting, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't, you know, I definitely told him just, you know, whenever he was able, get back with me. But, you know what I'm saying, I definitely hope and wish the best for him, man.
Right.
And I got a lot of love for him. And you know, I just hope the best becomes of it.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, fam.
Already.
Thank you, T.I.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bye, kid.
In a minute.